Welcome to Psychology Has It Backwards. This series will question the assumption that people are psychologically broken and need to be fixed. We will talk about how seeing people as innately healthy will change all of your interactions and outcomes. This is a true paradigm shift, and it simplifies the entire process of dealing with mental distress and allows for more profound and immediate changes.
Aloha, and welcome to Psychology Has It Backwards. I'm Christine Heath. I forgot who I was for a minute there. coming to you from beautiful Hawaii. And I think this is almost our 160th episode. It's getting there anyway, pretty close. And it's amazing to me how as we evolve and as this understanding evolves in the world, how we continue to come up with new topics. And I'm absolutely so thrilled to be able to go on this journey with my fellow podcaster here.
Judy Sedgman, coming to you from Pittsburgh, where spring is touching base. The little green shoots are showing up on the trees, so that's pretty.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, 74 today, which was amazing, but it won't stay that way for a while. But I am thrilled to do this with Christine. And I have to say, we were thinking about this the other day, that we have learned so much from doing these things. You know, it's so interesting. It's the more you talk about it, the more you, especially when you can share with a person that you just trust everything they say. You know, I learned so much from listening to Chris. And then Chris says, no, I learned from listening. But we learn from listening to each other and we take each other deeper. Yeah. And that's kind of the beauty of this work, is that it's a bottomless adventure. You know, there's no bottom, you never get to the end of it. It's like infinity.
Well, that's the beauty too, isn't it? Of coming from that wisdom that comes through us.
Yeah.
Because we just start talking and then we listen to ourselves. Yeah. And we listen to each other, because what comes through us is really new thought. Yeah. It's really a different, totally different way of seeing something that I maybe talked about a zillion times over 45 years, or 40 years, or whatever. It's been a long time. And that's kind of the amazing nature of this work, is that we're not talking about a technique or a ritual to do or an approach. We're talking about the ever evolving nature of human evolution. Mm-hmm. And to evolve psychologically is one of the most interesting things in the world, because what you think you know intellectually, you're like, okay, I got that, I got this. And then your state of mind changes, you go deeper into that state of mental well-being, and you see the exact same thing in a totally different way. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we're going to talk about again, which we've talked about before, but we thought it probably needed a little bit more attention, is talking about how the principles work to create all of our reality. Mm-hmm. Not just the bad stuff, not just the good stuff, but everything that we experience is created through mind, thought, and consciousness. Mm-hmm. So in order to have a psychological reality, you have to be alive. Yeah. And that's our connection to mind, to keep it simple, right? That's the energy that creates all things. And that energy has an intelligence to it. I mean, just look at the humpback whales just are leaving here to go back to Alaska. They don't have a calendar. They don't have a map. But yet they swim thousands of miles to go back home, and then they return again in December of next year. They'll be back. Now, we couldn't do that. You know, we couldn't do that because we don't trust our wisdom that much. We don't trust that part of us that much. We've gotten to be really addicted to or attached to or used to relying on our intellect, on stored known memories to process what's happening in our life. So when we do our life, if we're in a really beautiful place, then life kind of unfolds in a way that it does. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not so good in terms of how we think about it, but it's kind of a neutral thing. And by understanding how our experience of life is created through thought and consciousness, we're able to see something. So mind, thought, and consciousness are always working together to create whatever we're experiencing. Mm-hmm. And knowing that allows you to go back to that to make adjustments, to change. And also knowing that there's an infinite number of levels of understanding of this keeps you open to not creating memory and getting stuck with whatever you think you know. And that's, I think, one of the things that's pretty different about this work than any other form of school in psychology. Most, all, I don't know of any that don't have some kind of a technique to do. The new thing is people are now eclectic. They're, I got a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of this, which actually is kind of an evolution. It's moving up because people are realizing that one thing isn't enough, right? So they're trying to combine the things they have to as a way to appeal to more people, I guess, or help people more. But what's missing is an understanding of the principles that underlies all of our experience. Mm-hmm. And that's what we thought we'd talk about today, because a lot of times people will say, well, I'm doing the principles. Or now the principles would say this. Now, the deal is you can't experience anything without the principles being at work. Mm-hmm. You know, mind kind of, to me, it's like mind is the energy we're plugged into. So we don't have like a spare battery. We got to be plugged into that energy. And that energy has an intelligence. The intelligence comes through us via thought. That's how we recognize it. And it comes through consciousness kind of taking what we think and making it seem real. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try to talk about how understanding the nature of principles, these three principles, can help you no matter what's going on. It helps you understand why you got in the mess you're in. Mm-hmm. It helps you understand why you're so, you know, a drug addict or, you know, referred for domestic violence or anger management, or you just get stressed at work. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever it is, you're looking for help because you know that the feeling you're in is not what it could be. Now, if we didn't know that, we wouldn't bother to look. You know, it'd be like, oh, well, it's the way it is. This is life. Everybody's ho-ho. But we know that, and so we start looking. We start looking to get fixed. Mm-hmm. And that's a little bit difficult because we don't see that we're already okay. And if we come back to that state and kind of let our mind kind of take over, and the health starts coming out of us very slowly. In fact, it's a little bit like, this is going to date me sometime in the future, but I started taking statin drugs for cholesterol. I had a family history of cholesterol. And then about maybe 3 weeks ago, I started having these really weird heart issues, high blood pressure, swings, big swings. Anyway, a lot of problems. And it dawned on me, my wisdom came through. I was listening to somebody talk and I went, oh, I bet I'm reacting to that that statin drug I'm taking. So I stopped taking it. And then 1 week later, my body went back to normal. Huh. It fixed itself. Like all the problems I had around my heart are gone. My blood pressure came down. Hopefully my blood sugar, which was also starting to go up, will come down. And I didn't even know that's what the problem was, but it came to me as I was listening to somebody and I went, ding, 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 ding. I think that's what the problem is. Mm-hmm. Now, that's kind of that knowing. Like to me, that wisdom we have is a knowing, and we're not very good at listening to it because we're so focused on our thinking.
That's such a good point, you know, and behind what you're saying, I think is we sometimes think that the answer, that the principles are somehow an answer And the principles are not an answer. They're an explanation. They explain, as Chris said, how we got into the mess we might be in and how we get out of it. But you can't say, well, I didn't know what I was doing, or didn't, you know, I was thinking all wrong until I found the principles, because the principles don't help you to think right. They just show you that you're the thinker. Mm-hmm. And then our natural health, or the innate health that's natural to us, wakes up when we quiet down and allow the thought process to take place as it's intended without interfering with our intellect. So in other words, when your mind settles down and you just go, you know, I'm just going to take a moment here and quiet down and just see what occurs to me, clear your head. And people say, oh, that's hard. No, it's not. It's just a matter, you can look out the window for a second and just drop your thoughts. But you clear your head, and then wisdom steps in. You know, the wisdom that's always flowing comes back to you. But nonetheless, the principles are just describing the fact that fortunately we can think, and because we can think, we can experience our thinking, and that is the reality that we see. So the hope that the principles offer is not that they're a fix, but that they explain to us what's going on so that we can, I guess, make an adjustment, I'd say, to use our thinking on our own behalf rather than innocently using our thinking against ourselves. And I think, you know, for me at least, my first realization, I was very stressed and very anxious and very insecure about whether I was doing well enough for everything I was doing. I didn't do as well as I should have. And, you know, I woke up one day and I thought, you know, I'm making this whole thing up. I've just made up this whole house of cards that there's no escaping from it, because I'm using the same, you know, thoughts over and over again to start self-doubt. Every time I undertake something, I go, well, maybe I'll mess it up, you know. And I realized what a thought habit was and how your thoughts look so real. And when I had that moment of insight, which fortunately I just woke up and had it before I had a chance to turn on the intellect, I thought, oh my gosh, I've just punished myself with my own thinking for years, and I didn't know I was doing it. I didn't know it had anything to do with me. And I just assumed that I was making an observation about what was true in the world, not that I was making up a thought that appeared true to me because I was making it up. And that's how people wake up. They're thinking, you know, they own their own thinking again. Their thinking isn't thinking them, you know. They're thinking their thoughts. And if you don't like the reality that you're in, it's very changes within your power, no matter what your reality is. I know a lot of people question, like, well, you work with people that have been in mental health care for years and years. I mean, what's the point? They've taken their shot. But no, they haven't, because they've been trying to fix what isn't broken. And what's never broken is the principles at work. We have thoughts that come to mind, and whatever thought we bring to mind looks real to us. We have another thought, and we have another thought. And until you recognize that the feeling state you're in and the reality that you see is the illusion of your own thinking, it's not you trying to cope with a negative world if it's unpleasant. And people say, well, yeah, but there is unpleasantness in the world. Yes, there is. But the people that succeed and getting through it, getting past it, or fixing it, are the people that don't give up on their own thinking. They realize, yeah, well, this isn't such an attractive situation going on right now, but I know there's an answer. I just don't know it yet. Mm-hmm. It changed my whole thinking about business, because if I was baffled, if a client came to me with a problem and I didn't have the answer right away, I would get frightened, and then I wouldn't get the answer right away because I was searching, I guess, in my intellect. I must have an answer here somewhere. If the answer is in the unknown, the answer comes out of quietude, something you don't know yet. And when I realized that, I started taking walks in the middle of the day, you know, just to give my mind a break. And instead of sitting in my office and eating lunch at my desk, I'd get up and take a walk, and not a long walk, but just a little walk, and And, you know, I started doing things like instead of listening to the news on the way home, I just either sat in silence or listened to music in my car. So I wasn't all freaked out by what was going on in the world by the time I got home. And it's just little things like that. That was just my wisdom saying, you know, you don't really need to listen to the news. You're going to watch it later. You'll see the end of the day. It'll all be summed up for you, you know. And it's funny how you just, your life just simplifies.
And by understanding that there are principles, no matter what's going on in your life, you know how to get your balance back.
Right.
Not by doing something to fix your distress, but by going to that place of safety and security on the inside. Yep. You know, that kind of the new buzzword in the world is, oh, we'll make it safe for people. We'll make it safe for people. Really, you can't make things safe for people. Because if they're looking, I mean, within reason. I mean, of course, you have, you know, people that are leering at you or making you feel uncomfortable by, you know, throwing epithets at you or stuff like that. But, you know, by and large, that feeling of insecurity we're in is what each one of us has to learn how we create that within ourselves.
Right.
Because once you get to know yourself, the jig is up.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's an old saying for those of you that don't know what that means. It means kind of like the game is now available for you to see what's really going on. You can't trick yourself anymore. But when you don't know the principles, when you just know them intellectually, you have very little insight into yourself because it's all intellectual insight. I mean, you can have intellectual insights and you think you're so smart. You know, it's like, oh, I got that figured out. Oh, that was great. And your ego just comes in. But true insight comes in and you see life differently. You're not like caught up in the insight because you realize it was just like, it's kind of like to me, like when you get a real deep insight, it's like this door opens up and you see this magical, mystical world inside. And then it shuts. And you're like, whoa, what was that?
Yeah.
And you're just left with a feeling. And that feeling then becomes who you are.
Yeah.
Which results in you seeing your life differently.
Right. You know, it's interesting. I had a conversation recently with my daughter, who is a statistician and has just been put in charge of a division in the company, the company, educational research company she works for. And she's hiring people, interviewing them. And she said, you know, I realized that the whole purpose of our work is to create new ways to look at large numbers, you know, new ways to look at thousands of people or whatever, to test people or whatever. And she said, I realized too that most statisticians don't ever want to look at a new way of it. They just want to do the statistics they know how to do. And she said, somebody commented to me at work. One of my bosses said to me, gee, Sarah, you're such an original thinker. You know, it was very interesting. And she said, I suddenly realized that it is what I learned. You know, she used to work with us before she decided she fell in love with statistics and went back to school. But she said, you know, really, if you have a problem that you've never seen before, you know, I don't just sit there and think, well, who solved this problem before? How many people could I call that might have a way to do this? I just sit down and wonder, and I come up with something. And everybody thinks I'm so creative. And I said, well, it is creative. They just don't know that they're creative. And she said, I know. She said, I'm really excited because I'm hiring people now, and I'm going to teach them about that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. You know,
what a beautiful gift, too, because most of those statisticians, man, they're into the processing of data.
Right. And they have headaches a lot. But I thought it was great because she was just describing something in real life that Chris was just talking about, that when you go inside and you find that you're in charge of your thinking and that you don't have to keep thinking the same thoughts over and over again, that new thoughts will come to you. It's thrilling, and it does change your whole life, no matter what your profession or what you're engaged in, whether you're parenting or being a good brother or sister or being a nurse or being a teacher or being a garbage person. Whatever you're being, it looks different to you as soon as you see that you're in charge of it.
Right. Yeah. It's funny when you just said that whatever you're being is that your being is your true self. You don't have to study being.
Right.
You just have to see that that's inside of you, that you've got all the answers inside.
Mastered. Yep.
You know, and when we don't know to listen, which most people are really bad listeners. I mean, you know, like a lot of the people that I work with come in and the only problem with them is that they can't listen at all. Their mind is going so fast that they don't listen. But as soon as they start listening, it's amazing how they learn from themselves and how their life changes without doing anything. Like traditional therapy is all about a practice. I got to practice doing this. I got to practice doing that. I have to like write a notebook or write a, what do they call that? Every day you write a little note in a journal. You know, like you got to keep track of all your thoughts. You got to keep track of your behaviors. You got to keep track of everything. But honestly, the more you do that, the more you're thinking about it. The more likely they're going to stay around. And then you say, well, see, I can't change this. It's still here.
Right.
But it's not that. It's really seeing that idea that we've done several podcasts on, if you're interested, is called innate health. Mm-hmm. But if you see that state of mind is a spiritual state of mind, it's before the brain. As Judy talked about in the last podcast we did about consciousness, you know, it's like this is happening before the physical form of our body. So when we get caught up in what our brain is processing, it's literally like playing a video game you can't get away from.
Yeah, it's too late.
Yeah.
It's funny, I was doing a seminar years ago when I was at West Virginia University, and I had a bunch of doctors, and somebody said, you know, I would have a lot more respect for you if you would just call what you're doing a theory. But you keep referring to it as true. And, you know, I don't think there is such a thing as truth. And I think that it's just another theory about how the mind works. And so I thought for a minute and I said, well, here's why it's not a theory. Is if you didn't have the energy of mind powering your ability to think and your consciousness bringing your thought to life, you couldn't have asked me that question.
You are so brilliant.
No, but it just came to me. But and he was sitting there like staring at me, and he was like, oh. It was like the first time I've ever floored a doctor in a public training. But anyway, it was a really funny moment because I that's so true. You know, it's like it's deeper. What the principles describe something that's not of this world. It's deeper than the form that it takes when we bring it to life and start talking about it. Mm-hmm. So all we can do is know that it's there. We can't really, you know, people who try to spend hours talking about, you know, one principle or the other are really just making stuff up, you know, because I don't know. But whatever it is, it's thank God, you know, I'm very grateful for it. I'm very grateful that we have this incredible power to think and the ease of change that it gives us, because you're always one thought away from an entirely new reality.
And it doesn't matter if you call it mind, thought, and consciousness or, you know, celery, oranges, and apples.
Right.
It doesn't matter the words you're using. Don't get stuck on, you know, another theory, another thing you got to intellectualize, because it doesn't matter. What matters is that you see how you create your experience of reality, how you work. How does this work in me? How do these principles work in me? So one of the things, like when I was having that reaction to the drug, I was getting really kind of anxious again. I thought, man, what's wrong with me? I'm feeling anxious. I gotta take some time off. I need a vacation, man. I'm starting to feel anxious again. Of course, I didn't tell anybody I was feeling that way, but it was irritating me And so I thought, okay, I got to really just calm down and I got to take myself back because I know what the answer is. And that's kind of when I recognized that I was doing something to contaminate my natural physical health. Right. And the anxiety was there to alert me, ding, 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 you are taking something that is making you ill, knock it off.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, you know, that's kind of like, and that's a beautiful thing, really, that that's built into me. Because one of my doctors is still arguing with me about it, saying that, no, that's not what would have caused it. But I know for a fact it is, and the results speak for themselves. But that's kind of like, you got to trust yourself, and you have to know that no matter what it is, like I knew I was feeling anxious, and I'd get thoughts about like, what's going on with me? Did I lose my grounding? What happened here? And then I realized, no, you're just not feeling well right now. Something's not right with you. That something's not right. You need to get this right. And then knowing to go to listening instead of reading every journal article. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because I'm not big on information that way anyway. So I tend to talk to people. And when I talk to people, I glean information. You know, I hear stories and I just kind of find my own path to go on. And then it's like the truth comes to you. The truth will come to you like it came to me. And sometimes the truth might be like, oh, yeah, you're getting old and your ticker is not working that well. You know, but hopefully in this case, that wasn't the case. Maybe it is. But, you know, that the truth is that everybody knows the answers. Like, you know what's going on with you, but you got to be able to pay attention to it. And many people I work with have no clue that their thought has anything to do with the dire circumstances they've been placed in.
Right.
They think it's because they came from an abusive past. They think it's because they're on drugs. They think it's because the system has it out to get them. They think it's because they're poor. They think it's because they're not smart.
Mm-hmm.
But those are just things their little intellect has made up, because every single person that gets better recognizes that it's their thinking that got them in trouble.
Yeah.
And then you can do something about that. Otherwise, you're kind of a victim of what you perceive the world to be.
Right. So our message is, as long as you know that you're the thinker of your thoughts and your thoughts are creating your experience of the reality that you're in, you'll be free.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be free to change. If you have a bad day, you'll be free to, you know, live through it or let it go, and your thoughts will change. Your thoughts will always change. Happy thoughts don't last forever. Sad thoughts don't last forever, but thoughts come and go. And our feeling state kind of directs us which ones to hang out with, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's so simple. It really is. And the beauty of it is that it's so simple that once you see it, it just, it's not a lot to talk about, really. It's just like, oh, I woke up and I realized I was just creating my own experience.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it.
You know, Judy, I think that's so important what you just said. It's like you have to wake up to it. You cannot think your way into it.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people will do that, and then they create like a whole nother belief system called the three principles.
Right.
Then they're going to apply it and use it and do all kinds of stuff. But that's not what this is. It's so different that most people in the world can't get out of the box they're in and out of that intellectual box. So just let yourself wake up to what you don't know rather than trying to figure out stuff, because you'll just get more of what you know.
Yeah. And when you don't know, you get stuff that you never knew before.
Yeah. You know, that's the magic, isn't it? When it comes in like that, it's like such a like, oh,
yeah.
And you wake up again. I mean, Sidney Banks used to use that term a lot, you know, like you're sleeping, wake up.
Wake up.
You know, you got to wake up. I was like, what? Wake up? Cool. Was I? Oh, is it? No, it's almost like when that happens, like you can tell you were taking a nap.
Yeah.
So whether you're taking a nap or you've been in a coma for a while, waking up to how this works in you will transform you. And as a result of that, your life will change. And whatever the Hawaiians call it, the negativity is called pilikea. And so whatever the negativity is, it clean it up, get it out of your life, change your life. You have to do it, you know, yeah. You got to listen to your wisdom and make the changes, but don't keep thinking about it.
Right. Just follow your wisdom.
Follow your wisdom. Have a good time and use common sense.
Insights. Yeah, that come to you. Common sense, wisdom, insight, your new thoughts. It's all the same thing.
Yeah.
But that's what gives you the joy of every day being a new day.
Yeah.
So we will talk to you again soon.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Thank you all for listening to our podcast. I appreciate it.
Yes.
And we hope to see you next week. Aloha. Yeah.
Aloha.
We hope you heard something new and that you will continue to join us to challenge the prevailing thinking about the possibilities for health in everyone. To subscribe to the podcast, visit our website at psychologyhasitbackwards.com.